welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello, welcome to the Brother Streep Show live at Revelations Coffee Shop. I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep. Hello.
And with us today is none other than Stuart Cairns.
Hi. Hello. Do I talk now?
You can. Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Right. And Wesley Cockerell.
Hello. It's are great for me to be here, especially this madam right here. Madam, how are you?
Hi.
Did you come to watch this show or are you... Oh, you really did come to watch
the
show.
She comes to watch all the shows.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's brilliant. We get to watch how far along she gets with this jersey she's knitting. It started as just one thread.
You see, guys, this isn't for nothing. At least there's going to be a scarf, you know?
Yeah. Stuart and Wesley, how's your festival going so far?
It's going amazing.
Amazing is a big word. I mean, amazing is what they call that, because there's that huge sign outside that we drove into Grahamstown and said, welcome to amazing. And I was like, this isn't amazing. This is Grahamstown.
It builds up to amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. Grahamstown is amazing and we're privileged and lucky to be here and we enjoy it all the time.
It builds up to amazing is basically another way of saying it's amazing when you leave.
I just like how Wesley went straight in with it's amazing and instantly Stuart's there to cut him down. It's like, you guys keep each other accountable.
That's how we roll. We're basically that. You guys can't see it on the podcast right now, but there's a guy over there who just looks like, wat de donor gaan nou aan? I have no idea what is going on.
Call me for a coffee. No,
his wife's enjoying the whole vibe. His wife is our audience, and then we have that guy also. They're just rolling up.
That's how this goes. People come here for the breakfast and they get surprised by the podcast.
It's amazing.
It's ambush podcasting.
Someone knitting.
Have you found the people at the festival have been this year? In general.
What do you mean, like nice or horrible? Or
just in general, the people about...
Nice people.
Have
people
they been plentisome nice. is the question.
On some days, yes. On others, no. Okay. Because I don't have actual stats, I hate saying, oh, the numbers are down. You know, I don't know that for a fact. It's just kind of something that people say.
It's something that artists say over and over again.
You get two types of artists. You get the artists that say numbers are up, even if they aren't. And then you get the artists that try to be more accurate.
I'm the producer of the show. Yes.
Yeah, I don't handle anything.
I just did that. We're doing really, really great.
That's good.
We have two shows this year, so we're doing really great. It's a very negative person half the time. So.
Well, I can't let you call something amazing that's okay.
Do you guys have a very creative flyering technique? Because, you know, we've gone for the standard piece of paper with information on it. And everyone gets pieces of paper with information on it.
Yeah.
You've handed us two sucker sticks with your faces crudely cut out, almost like a U magazine cutout.
I cut that. I'm sorry about that.
And then pasted on, and then just handwritten, which, you know, it's both brilliant and very cheap.
Exactly.
But there's this some must people have taken you so long.
You know, it's the love that we have for this.
It's almost the inverse of everyone else. We take long designing the thing, and then printing is just quick sticks.
Yeah.
You obviously take quick designing the thing.
Those are slow
but
sticks.
But then it takes forever making
slow sticks.
Slow sticks, yeah. Very nice.
So, I mean, I assume your audiences have been a bit like our audiences, because we fall into that like family fair category where it's hopefully adults aren't going to enjoy it as much, but kids will also be there because it's, you know, it's all, it's pretty much all ages material.
They're not going to hate it. They might not be fully entertained.
Yes.
as much as an adult.
Because we find like with our audiences, the people that end up in our show, it's always like the school crowds can go one or two ways.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like at the very beginning, they have a meeting. They kind of, before they walk into the venue, they're like, look at each other and go, look, we've got two options now. We can sit here and enjoy the show and laugh. Or we can decide we're just not going to laugh or give any love.
Yeah.
And it's either there's nothing in the middle. There's no sort of I'm half enjoying this. It's okay. It's either
with the kids. No we find area. That as well. Yeah.
What happened actually was I won here, went accidentally and I said 10 plus for the
as in ages 10 and up.
For the ages 10 and up.
We had to change the show after that.
This was so angry at me. It was like, no, we're not supposed to do it. Now we can't swear. And then we went, it actually works. The show, we don't swear that much.
Yeah.
So we literally take out the F word 4 times. And
yeah, and then Wesley also says it 9 times anyway. so we were in Smithfield and... we got in there. We just it's a long story.
When was this?
But,
this was yesterday.
Day before yesterday.
Within the festival, you.
No, we went to the Smithfield Festival, and we were doing our show there. 2 minutes after we got there, we just threw our props onto the stage. Usually we have a table. Our props were just on the floor, and then in the first 2 minutes
they were going to bring up a table. Remember, and then the thing is, you guys have seen our show. Like we need a table like this. And
he bought the biggest table they had. like I didn't even know you could carry
out
a table
like
that size.
Boudoir stand table, like we were in, like a sulky. That's where we were.
Then in the first 2 minutes of the show, I think I said a hole, and this woman got up with her kid and went, you know,
she's had enough.
Yeah, no,
and
that's
then I said the F word, I think, 10 times.
Yeah, and I was sitting there drinking a beer on stage.
And the lady wanted to leave, but she was on crutches, so that would have taken her a while.
Well, that's so nice. That's one way to keep a captive audience, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's offensive or not. It's on the line.
It is definitely on the line. It's definitely, I mean, I think it's more offensive if on your flyers you say you insist on physical disability as an attribute of an audience member.
That's what, you know,
I don't know.
Please, if you're blind, come to our show because we're ugly.
More inclusive than offensive. Yeah. I think it's quite, it's quite nice.
We have found kids. Kids are way smarter than we think they are. Yeah. Like he has a silly joke he does in one of our shows called The Plottle, and he basically said... He called book titles naughty movies, and he said Farewell Floppy in one of the things. And none of the kids went,
what's that?
What the hell is that? They all went, oh, no, sis, man. And I was looking at them going, how do you even know?
It's true. The kids are grandson, obviously.
I was more freaked out with that. I think that's how the show went.
Do you guys wander around Grahamstown and fly, or do you sit in your room cold and depressed until your show? And
both.
That's a bit of both. We're a duo, so I'm the guy that sleeps in my room and does nothing.
And then
you're the producer, then, basically.
Yeah. And I go watch other shows.
Okay. To make sure you're not stealing material.
Yeah, no, to make sure that we're not too cuck. You know, like, you need, okay, those guys are really bad. Those guys are really good. We're somewhere in the middle.
It's nice.
And I won't be rude and talk about the bad shows that I've
watched. No, don't do that. You can't.
They're
not
terrible.
On this podcast.
Stuart, I read online this morning when I was trying to do a little bit of research. It's good to go into an interview having at least knowing who you're talking to. Mm. That you do you work in a bookstore? Is that true?
I do literally work in a bookstore.
Which bookstore do you work at?
I work at the Book Lounge, which is the 3-year running best independent bookstore in the country.
If you're in Roulant, if you go to Cape Town and you go to Roulant Street, you will find on the corner the Book Lounge. And there you will find Stuart Kane.
Evening and weekends only. I'm part time there.
My friend wrote a banting book called The Bantwagon. Do you have his book? Is it selling well?
Look, you know, let me just look at our system. oh no, wait, I'm not at work.
If you come into Roulant Street,
don't ask me for a book.
If you come into
the shop, like that's exactly like people ask for books all the time. Like you're gonna know what it is because everyone thinks the book that they're reading is the book that everyone's reading. Like, how can you not know the adventures of na-na-na-na-na-na-na? I'm like, I don't know, bro. Let me just look up.
Stu has literally worked where people walk up to him and go, I'm looking for that title, you know. It's got a green cover.
Yeah, seriously. And then you're like, well, that's good. Let me just type in. Sorry, we don't have it. green books, yeah.
I also did a bit of research or attempted to, and I went on to stuartcans.com. Now, this, I don't think is you based on the opening gambit when I got in there. It says vessel drawings. here are some recent vessel drawings, just playing with some simple shapes and forms, just layering and allowing colors to bleed into each other. And then some pretty decent vessel drawings, which I've recently discovered.
The weird thing is I actually studied fine art, and I do have a website, and I am a fine artist. Ah. And when I left Varsity, I found out about this guy who had studkins.com and was an award-winning artist from Ireland, and I was like, well, there goes my career.
And so, naturally instead of
and
Stuart
that's when
Kins
I took him on to become a co-writer of my show.
You can go to my real website. It's very pretty.
MrWoogly.com.
I made it in 2011. It's called stranglehill.weebly.com. It's a subdomain. I don't have a credit card, so I can't buy a domain.
I think you should go into drawing vessels. You've already got, like, you know, the word is out there that you're good at it. You can just take over that identity completely.
Yeah. But he lives in Ireland.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
No one would ever know.
Yeah, no one would ever know. You just need to draw a couple of pictures of vessels. Would he know how often does
I get like a cease and desist letter? I don't know who you are.
I don't know, but in an Irish accent, a cease and desist letter will still sound very nice. Oh, would you mind stop doing what you're doing? It's not very nice.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Please cease and desist.
Would you mind just stop drawing vessels?
Would you stop drawing your
Simon's
own
accent? I love it when they come out. It might be worth saying up front that this is a genuine laugh coming out of Stuart Cairns.
Sorry about that. That's not a gag
listening.
Reel.
It's incredible. It's such a good person to have in at your show.
Yeah. Yes. Hello, madam. How are you? Sorry, there's just this lady. And
she's the owner.
This is a podcast.
she's the owner.
She runs the whole thing.
Well, then I guess this show's going to get cancelled.
We made it to five.
It's very nice having, because you basically know instantly whether Stuart's liked a joke of yours.
Yeah, it's true.
I remember thinking the last time we played in front of him was this joyous, because, you know, okay, you didn't like that song, but he really likes that song. He didn't really like that, but that's working. Yeah. It's perfect.
It's good for testing your material.
Yeah, it's easy.
I struggle to fake laugh, which is a problem because people do it all the time, apparently. And so when you're in conversation with someone and then I don't laugh, then they're like, oh, you're a dick. You didn't laugh at that. And I'm like,
sorry, I've only got 0 or 100.
Yeah, 0 or 100. Really.
So Wesley, you obviously come from an Afrikaans background. I want to know.
Did we just have to go that route right now?
Just
looking at you and listening to you, you obviously come from a.
Well, to be fair,
I thought I hit it so well.
The T in your name kind of gives it away. That's. I want to know: do you ever perform in Afrikaans? Just straight up Afrikaans.
Oh yeah, no, all the time, man. I mean, I do Afrikaans, but I like speaking in English because then I can do more of the weirdness after it. Yeah. There is a T in my name. My mom actually called me West Lee.
Yeah.
Because she thought Wesley was just way too common.
Yeah.
And then what happened was when I was 13, they brought out a Barbie doll after Ken. Yeah. They brought out a Barbie doll called Wesley.
That can't
and
be
I
true.
Was in a small town called George. So yeah, I got lekker gemoer after that.
Are you, if you ever have kids one day, are you also just going to sneak in a letter that shouldn't be in the child's name? Just like keep the cockerel
the
tradition
silent
going.
The silent E, Brad.
Yeah.
Braft.
If I have a daughter, maybe name her Leslie.
I think that'd be great.
It's probably worth noting that we are talking to royalty here, Simon. Maybe we can buck up our conversation. Okay. Wesley is the official winner of the Musenberg Comedy Challenge 2014.
The Musenberg Comedy Challenge.
And not only that, but the winner of Joke Slam 2015.
Joke Slam. That's two
years in a row. I beat that. Yes.
Wow.
You
slammed your own joke.
What?
That army, yes.
I've been to Musenberg. I didn't realize it was a comedy hub.
Neither did I. I didn't even know what I was doing. I thought I bought a beer and then I won a competition.
It was in a surf shop. There were two rounds, actually. Okay. I couldn't make the final because
you didn't make it through.
Because he didn't have a lift. No, I actually didn't make it through. I can't remember why I couldn't go, but it was probably because of money. Yeah, it was a real thing. There were two rounds, and who did you play with in the final?
Actually, Yasin Bonds, who is now a South African 2-time Comics Choice Award winner, and I beat him. What?
Nice.
Hello. Yeah, so Miesenberg, you guys, hello.
Where's Lizzie? It's very cool. It's just very humble of you to not have squeezed that onto your sucker stack somewhere. Because we've looked at a lot of flyers, and a lot of them like to list their achievements, and there just doesn't seem to be space on these sucker sticks.
Yeah. Well, a sucker stick is only so big, man. You can.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Should we go into a round? We like to play games on this podcast.
Cool.
Really? Dedicated to you guys especially, because you are a double act. This round is called "And I Will Always Love You" by Whitney Houston.
Houston.
I'm just trying to squeeze in the fact that this is a Twitter-based round.
Ah, okay. That's nice. I like that.
Very subtle.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Should we be live tweeting right now?
Yeah, you can do that. That's not part of the round, but you can do it. You can do what you want. I will be talking to you, so if you can do both at once, that'd be great.
We could maybe give you bonus points for that, if you'd like.
All right, so how this round works is you guys have been traveling around together. You've done fests together. You've done other stuff around the country together. You must know each other fairly well.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, let's see. So I've taken 3 tweets from each of you, and I'm going to... And I'm going to ask you...
Very well played, sir. Very well played.
Madam over there, a tweet is something like almost like on your phone, like mix it, but evolve.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So I'm going to read out most of the tweet, and then you just need to kind of answer how the rest of the tweet might have gone if you put yourself into your partner's shoes and head.
Okay, are you doing a Wesley tweet?
I'm doing a Wesley on you. I just need to...
They're interesting. I mean, like, there's Donald Trump and then there's Wesley.
Okay, let's start with Stuart. So these are Wesley's tweets, and you just need to fill in the rest. Okay, here we go. The first one is, come here, hoodie, and hide my...
What?
Come here, hoodie, and hide my blank.
Face.
That is incorrect.
Can I guess? Am I allowed to guess?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, please guess that. I actually don't even know that.
It's a nice way to remember.
I really should stop tweeting when I'm drunk.
Well, that's what I thought it could be, is come here, hoodie, and hide my hangover. Is it that?
It's not that. I'll give you what it is. It's come here, hoodie, and hide my man boobies.
Oh, okay.
Reasons I love winter. It's just reasons Wesley
loves
winter.
That's a smart tweet. Come on,
that's
guys. Retweet it.
We're loving it.
Put it down. Yeah. Retweet.
Okay, let's try another one. Can I try it in a Wesley-esque accent, though?
I like Afrikaans vibe.
Okay. I actually like the smell of a peaceful sleep. How was that? Wait, it carries on. I actually like the smell of peaceful sleep. Reminds me of camping. Blank.
This is like being in a maths exam. Like,
exactly. I feel like I'm in a maths exam right now. I don't even know that I wrote my own questions.
Can we do that one again?
Yeah, we can. I actually like the smell of peaceful sleep. Reminds me of camping. Blank.
Oh, I remember this tweet.
Is it
one word or like a whole sentence?
No, it's another little... It's the end. It's like a little phrase, an idea.
It reminds me of camping.
You can't give him clues.
I have to. I mean, we're homies.
That was a cock clue. It reminds me of not sleeping. I don't know.
It reminds me of camping like a skottelbraai.
Oh,
there you go.
I should have thought Afrikaans there.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I did the accent.
You need to go full Afrikaans.
I totally forgot that, and that's actually very cute.
I like it.
I like it.
All right, the last one for you, Stuart. And don't worry, this
I'm really losing.
This isn't a
madam. Peaceful sleep and a skoltel braai, huh? Because it has the same.
Peaceful sleep stuff. I thought he was just talking about sleeping peacefully.
No, sorry, I didn't.
That's what confuses me. I was like, that doesn't even make any sense.
In my notes, it had capital letters. In my
the skoltel braai and the coma. It's the same thing.
Sleep.
All right, your last one. And just to say, this isn't a maths exam. This is like life orientation. There's no wrong answers.
I still get maths exams nightmares. I wake up in a cold sweat. Like, I'm not even joking. It's really, it's bad. Like, I might have to see someone about it.
Wesley's made a nice little list on this one. 1, drink coffee. I'll try the accent again. 2, drink another coffee. 3, sit and daydream. 4, look at unread emails. 5, blank.
Go to gym.
Wow. It's I wish I was a cat.
Fail. There was no way.
No. There's no way to win points in this, really. It would be impossible. You'd have to study each other's tweets.
All I know is that I'm very creative.
All right.
You can say that.
We're going to pass this over to Westy now.
Oh, it's in our Stu's tweets.
These are Stu's tweets.
We're doing it.
They're terrible.
I have
very few followers. Please follow me. So few followers, they'd follow me to hell.
How do people find you on Twitter, by the way?
At Mr. Woogly.
At Mr. Woogly.
Yeah, that's probably why no one knows that I'm on Twitter.
Yeah. So Stuart Cairns keeps getting your followers.
Yeah, that
the
guy.
Drawing.
Yeah, the vessel drawing.
Listen, you know there's not a lot going on for us when someone's actually literally knitting in front of us. No. She has nothing to do than to come watch this.
She knits at all our shows, at all our podcasts. It's a special bond that we have. Don't bring it up. Don't draw attention to it.
And then that bra is sitting over there and you can see his wife's keeping him here because he went, I already finished my crossword. I want to go now.
The ugly highlights are boring.
He's got good hair though, that guy.
Good hair.
Like, yeah, good full head of hair.
I'm completely masked by pillars and speakers. I think people are wondering where the fourth voice is coming from. Anyway, I'm going to move on to Stu's tweets now. All right,
okay,
Wesley,
ready.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Feeling very crowded everywhere. Probs because I gave up smoking. I hate everyone. Blank.
Okay,
I think
that,
you could
that
get this.
Just sounds like stewing every day. Like I don't know how to finish that.
He's got another. He's got a question for people at the end of
okay,
that.
Okay,
I'll read it again. Feeling very crowded everywhere I am. Probs because I gave up smoking. I hate everyone,
and I hate communal. Travel. I don't know. Communal travel. I hate communal travel.
He just told you it was a question.
All he means is I hate communal travel.
Question mark? Yeah.
I think it's closer than you think. It's who wants to get a drink? That's it. He was obviously just feeling down that day. Okay, here's another lighthearted tweet.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Was at Wimpy SA early this morning to have breakfast. Blank. And there's a picture of the breakfast accompanying this tweet.
I remember
it
so
think
well.
About how
and now that you're reading my tweets, I just realized how grumpy I am.
Was at Wimpy SA early this morning to have a breakfast, and then he reviews the breakfast.
His Zomato account must be very good. Okay, please read it again so I can.
Dude, this isn't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
And you can't ask a friend because your friend definitely
I'd like
knows.
To phone a friend.
Okay. Was at Wimpy SA early this morning to have a breakfast.
And it was okay.
Oh, I thought you might have got this. Carcass breakfast I've ever been served.
I was going to say that. And then I was like, I don't want to be that twist. I keep saying cock.
Okay, we got one last one in this round, Twitney Houston. Okay, this one's slightly different because you've responded to a Rob Van Vuren tweet.
Yes.
Rob Van Vuren.
I didn't say anything bad.
Rob Van Vuren has tweeted, so this just happened, and then an emoticon of painting nails and at some an award he's won. I can't keep track. And then Stuart has commented on that.
What must I say what Sue commented? Yeah. Congrats at Rob van Vieren. The plot hole is amazing because you directed us and all of that.
Please come watch the plot hole.
It's not that, but I'm going to give you that. All he said was lekker. And it wasn't an award for the plot hole.
I was
going to
say that as
you
well.
You see, I'm not grumpy all the time.
Thank you
for not reading all those other tweets where I'm just grumpy all the time.
Is that considering English is Stuart's first language and Afrikaans is Wesley's first language? Stuart's tweets are way more Afrikaans than Wesley's.
Anyway, that was that round.
That was very nice.
We
I like that.
We were both really bad at that.
Speaking of, we were zero for zero.
You definitely got closer to not being
Wesley, you
wrong.
Can claim that victory. Nice. Enjoy
speaking
it.
Well, I win that round.
I'm coming for you.
Speaking of the plot hole, because you mentioned that now, so you brought two shows up to the festival this year, and I know that the plot hole is probably in its last year, and the Book Detective's in its first year, so there's still a chance that people who listen to this podcast might be able to go watch these shows or watch them in the future. Tell us about these shows. Plot hole, what is the plot hole about?
Sorry, like, when you said plot hole now, I heard twat hole. I was like, what
any
you
reviewers
say?
Listening? Is a clever thing to say.
Yeah. All right. So plot hole, tell me about it.
There's a great review on critter.co.za. Please go read it. It says we aren't not funny. And I think that's basically the best you can hope for.
we can't endorse the critter.co.za. No. They've been very mean to us in the past.
Critter.co.za, good enough.
No, genuinely. So like a couple of years ago at the Cape Town Fringe, we were saying this before the show, but they gave us an awful review. Like, went out of their way. They actually quoted our blurb we had written in the festival program and then said the opposite. So
yeah,
it's like,
try to correct us.
Wow.
And where we had quoted like a Q review, they'd gone, well, clearly the students at Grahamstown don't know what they're talking about and all this kind of stuff. It was really mean. So this year when we got the email saying, do we want to advertise in the Critter, we were super, well, at least I was super tempted to just like write an advertisement that would be like the Critter's favorite show, The Brother Street, and then pay their money and they're forced to put that on their website.
I like your style. Well, when we were talking the plot, yes, what is it about? Wesley, try that. I don't know. It's a tough one to put in a nutshell.
It is a very tough one to put on. If you like Monty Python, sir, would you like Monty Python?
It's kind of like that.
It's a DVD extras menu.
You see,
and then he says that, which makes no sense.
It's a
it's a DVD that got missing, and then it's us, and then.
So you're acting out like a DVD menu.
If you've watched an extras DVD, then like we are the extras DVD. So it's all those weird things that you see on an extras DVD. But you haven't watched the movie, so these guys seem weird to you.
Okay.
Yeah. As they do anyway.
I already
in
liked
real
it.
Life.
So both of your shows, I feel, have you guys ever watched The Mighty Boosh?
Yes.
Yes.
So
we
I
love
feel there's
that.
A lovely sort of Boosh-ish element to your show.
Thank you.
That is actually great. That's our next poster. That's the same one right there. Boosh.
Brothers Chief said Mighty Boosh-ish.
Mighty Boosh-ish is also Mighty fun.
We'll totally we've got Angel Gambier on our posters saying a triumph of a show. We've got Deep Fried Man saying hilarious and innovative. So next poster, you guys are going to be on Mighty Boosh-ish.
On
Brilliant. Well, I mean, it is, and that's I love the Mighty Boosh, so it's so exciting to see people doing.
That just made my day. Thank you.
But that is though the thing about you guys is I feel like there is no other people doing this kind of sort of comedy on the festival.
Yeah,
nice.
So it's just exciting to see like a fresh breath of air in terms of like this kind of chaotic duo acting. It's like drama, but not and
makeshift
comedy.
Prop.
It's amazing.
Don't take us as actors. The thing is, we're two stand-up comedians.
We're award-winning stand-up comedians.
Who actually do weird
competition-winning. There's a difference between an award. We've both won competitions of other people who were cocker than us.
And I'm glad this table, this lady just went to her husband and went, hey, we have to go watch that. Yeah, I saw you. And now he's going, Nia, van ons net 22 rand betaal vir 'n koffie. It's not going to happen.
And the Book Detective, tell us about that, the new one.
Oh, we love that show.
Oh, we're sad the Book Detective is done. It actually is done. It was about two detectives.
It was a spin-off, actually. It was a spin-off of the first show. There's two detectives in the plot hole that investigate a certain case. And then we thought, well, maybe they could have their own. It's kind of like, you know, when Frasier left Cheers and became Frasier. We moved from the, we just took that little bit from the puzzle and we're like,
the best
and now
bit.
They can have, yes, the best bit. And they were like, let's do that for an hour.
I hope it's more like Frasier and less like Joey.
No, it's not
it's
Joey.
It's not Joey.
It's not Adcock.
Or any of the other Friends spin-offs, because they were all cuck. Like, they really were bad. Like,
it's about two detectives in fairy tale land, and they solved the crime of.
Sorry, your Afrikaans was really strong there. Was that in fairy tale land?
Fairy tale land.
Sorry, I just feel like I need to.
There's an extra T at the end of the Y.
Subtitle guy, go. That's Stu, by the way, because I'm very Afrikaans guy.
All right. Well, speaking, we like to try. Kind of solve life issues and big problems on the show and sort of give helpful advice and everything. And
like
speaking
big question.
Of fairy tales, because there's quite a strong fairy tale influence
totally,
in your show.
Totally, yeah.
What I want to discuss today is, do you think that it's good to tell children fairy tales? Because a lot of them, you know, they don't have particularly
lies.
Nice...
They're basically lies.
I mean, they're all lies, but you could say that about any work of fiction, really. You're basically saying Stuart works in a house of lies.
God damn you, Wesley.
But yes, you do... do you think it's fair to tell children these horrific tales of...
Like children getting boiled alive in
I think that's kind of what's funny about what we're doing is we're disrupting that in the sense that like because it's like when you're a kid you just accept that kind of thing but when you get older you're like that is really dark that is really really
there's,
dark
there's why a part where you look at Sleeping Beauty and after 100 years one weird broad just walked into her house.
And what are the seven dwarves?
And they got married. And you're like,
why were the seven dwarves so happy about
that's
this?
That's very Bill Cosby.
They've had a captured woman for 100 years, and now this guy comes, and they're like, okay.
And anyone can go to Home Affairs and change their surname to Charming. It doesn't mean they necessarily are.
Zoink, we're taking that one.
And our next show, thanks, Brother Streep. You just wrote it.
Trust me, I'm charming.
Very cool. So have we answered the big question there?
I think we feel like we have.
And this woman is still knitting.
I think it's cool to tell kids all sorts of stories. Obviously there's things you can't tell them, but like I think fairy tales in a way kind of do introduce kids to darker themes without being too hectic about it. It's Little Red Riding Hood, there's a wolf, then the kid knows it's not real. Okay, it's real, but you know
don't
what I mean.
Don't go play
like,
in the woods at night.
Yeah, I mean that's a good lesson.
Yeah.
There are some other confusing bits.
Maybe
but,
if someone shows up
your
in
granny.
Your house, yes, that's your granny, don't trust them.
Hello, little girl.
All right.
Can we expect that voice in your
in Trust Me, I'm Charming, definitely. That's
Will the show move from Grahamstown around anywhere else in South Africa?
We're taking the Book Detectives to Joburg next week for a small, I don't even know what the festival is called.
It's for 4 days. We've been invited to the Pop Art Theatre, so we're doing a tour there. And then 2 weeks later, we're going to George.
Oh, really? Are we still going?
He doesn't even know.
Working up to the
and then
big
we're
festivals.
Going to George,
nice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to start at Joburg and
that's
then
just,
George.
That's just stand-up, though. We're not taking the show there. We're not taking the show to George, are we?
Dude, this is... We can't talk like
yeah,
normal.
Yeah, this is a band meeting.
Oh, right. Sorry.
So if anyone is listening to the podcast and wants to go check out The Book Detectives, you can look it up online, I imagine. And
yeah,
go
we'll
check it out in Joburg.
Yeah, we'll be from the 12th to the 16th, madam, if you are in Joburg.
Yeah.
We'll be in the Pop Art.
In
and then, otherwise,
Other
we'll
stuff.
Be in George the last weekend of July. I don't know the date.
Doing stand-up.
The last weekend of July.
Cool.
Have you guys had a standing ovation yet from any of your audiences?
Two
standing
we'll
ovations.
Take it.
Boom.
Good, because that leads nicely onto my next.
How many times did you suck?
Don't. This is going to sound really rude now, but I'm going to go with anyway. Don't you think people give out standing ovations too freely these days?
We've never got one, so hell no. We've been working years. This is our fourth year at the Graham Song Festival, and that's the first two we've got.
We have this thing where we try to go see as much theatre as possible in Cape Town when there's something that's on the bill that we like. And so often, at the end of almost everything we see, and we're not seeing bad things, but we're not seeing things that are necessarily groundbreaking, everyone will just always stand.
And what are these shows?
You start feeling like a bit of an ass if you're the one person just still sitting still in a standing ovation.
There's a lot of peer pressure in a standing ovation.
I sit. If a show doesn't deserve, I'll just be waiting.
But
like,
Stuart, what happens though is that everyone, literally everyone around you stands. So now you can't even see. Now you can't see them bowing. So now you got to like make an interesting decision. It's like
just be like, I've got a sore knee. I'm not. It's good. It's
like sitting now is detrimental to my enjoyment of the last minutes of the show.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
It is
just
tough.
Sit on the aisle. It's
that's a great way to get around it.
Yeah, like the standing ovation starts to lose its kind of credibility when every show
I don't go to a lot of shows.
Our shows are very weird, so if people do stand up, we're very excited.
It'll be like that guy
right over there standing up right now, giving us a stand.
And okay,
I'm starting to get a sense of why you got your standing ovations. So this front row would be really, really cool if you guys just stood up right now. Stop smacking your hands together rapidly.
And I'm thinking of making up a new award for the festival, which is the Novation Award, which is when you don't get a Novation Award. Yeah. We've been here 6 years, and
then we would have had a proper run.
Yeah. We've won 3 Novation Awards. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've won 6.
That's very impressive.
We want to stick it on the poster, the like completely normal ovation, a tiny little N in front of it. no one can really see.
I think that'll be fun.
But question though, you guys said this: if you pretty much every show you go watch in Cape Town gets a standing ovation. Yeah. We've done about 40 shows in Cape Town. We didn't get one standing ovation.
I think Simon's talking about like musicals and plays. Oh,
theater.
And things.
Theater. Yeah. Theater on the Bay. They're handout standing ovations.
But that's in Hot Bay, hey?
Theater on the Bay is Camps Bay.
I know
you like live in the Musenberg area in terms of where you view the comedy hub of Cape Town being. But there is another bay. There is another side.
Camps Bay. I had no idea. We should go check it out.
It's where Alan Comedy does all the shows.
Yeah. You should go check it out.
And gets loads of standing ovations, I imagine.
We'll just write a musical.
That's not a bad idea. Can we help?
Yes.
Done.
We need all the help.
He's turned in and I can't
form
insulin,
guys.
So.
I was thinking, this is a very silly joke, but if you guys ever film your show and you want to get like some really good critical awards, speaking of critical awards that mean nothing, you could always enter it into the James Cairns Film Festival.
James Cairns Film Festival.
You know, like the Cannes Film Festival.
And
you can say that it's done really well. I'm glad I prefaced this with that it's a really silly joke. I think joke might be a stretch.
For a long time, a couple of people I knew thought my surname was Cairns, as in Cannes,
yes.
Which would be a super cool surname to have. But there's actually an R in there and no one knows what it means and mispronounces it all the time.
Right.
So that's just
I been mispronouncing it today?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Are we going with Cairns?
That's good. That's perfect.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
There's just an air in the middle.
Yeah, this will all come out of the podcast.
Of course.
Every day I'm editing.
All right, we'd like to have
nice
a
save there, Wesley. Nice save.
Damn it, now it has to stay in. You bastard.
We like to have a little competition with our guests where we kind of put them up against each other.
I love this. I want to take this guy out.
No, this is not.
This is not.
After this time, there's so much time in festival that I just want to moot him. So
is there
I want to take
here?
Him out.
There is a toilet.
Okay, good.
Do you want to use it now?
No, it's okay.
Can we continue with this?
Yes,
no. Every day I'm editing.
We'll leave that in. All right. So the, how this works is we're going to ask some quick fire questions to you individually, and the points involved. So we will give you points based on how you answer.
I'm taking out people. Taking out.
And
why are you standing?
He's stretching.
this is on.
It's getting ready. And the victor of this round wins. Dil, what do they win again?
They win their choice of a white sugar packet or a brown sugar packet.
Ooh. I was going to take one of them.
Of course, they are free. They are free anyway, but there's something special about winning one.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice having prizes.
Okay, right. Cool. Can I go first, please?
Okay, yeah, of course you can. All right.
As the victor of Whitney Houston, you get, you get to go first.
I'm 1-0 down here, man.
he's got a necessary confidence right now. he doesn't know what Come questions on,
Stu, I believe in you. I believe in you,
Stu. Why do you have such cuck hair, Wesley?
Right.
Oh, damn it, tough to cross that one
out. Is this a dream?
What?
Is this a dream?
Is this that question?
Yeah, this is a question.
No.
Correct. It's not a dream.
Yeah, this is a quick fire round.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a puppy. I'm already on the go. No, don't talk.
There's some philosophical issues with that particular question.
They are literally fighting.
And as someone who holds a degree in philosophy, I would like to point out that it's not an empire.
I'll be asking you your questions. Shut up. Here we go. Quick fire. In honor of Wimbledon, have you ever played blitz tennis?
No.
Oh, you should. It's really fun. You light a piece of blitz and throw it at your friends.
Oh.
Okay, so no was wrong. So you don't get that.
So
right.
I should have just said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
ideally.
I'm going to lie from now on.
That's what you're saying.
Now I'm ready prepped for this. Right. Let's go.
Who wrote The Great Gatsby?
Use
your fucking
nana. Don't you wish you worked in a house of lies now?
Yeah. Don't you wish you did high grade English now?
Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm going with that. Can I phone a friend?
You cannot phone a friend. I would have accepted F. Scott Fitzgerald or a simple I don't know.
Yeah.
That would have been a correct answer.
All right, Stu, what's your favorite show at the fest?
Ooh.
You can't say ours or yours.
The Plot Hole.
The Book Detectives.
I would have to say, I haven't seen anything.
The Brightest Street.
That's wrong. It was Jack and Jill, actually.
Damn it.
That's very
good. Actually, you guys watch that later.
We watched it yesterday, and it was phenomenal.
It is excellent. Cool. It's really good.
Cool. Okay, cool.
You've got to get one
watch Jack and Jill, madam.
All right.
No,
Wesley.
No, I'm looking at her. Not at you, but you as well. Every two of you. And die bra heart, mate.
All right. Wesley, where can you buy The Greatest Gatsby?
The Greatest Gatsby.
I like that
Tops,
one.
At Tops, at Spar in Grahamstown.
That's definitely not where you're going to find.
Yeah.
I would have set it anywhere in Athlone. But,
that was very wrong.
Okay, Stu. How do you get such lovely body in your hair?
Conditioner.
Correct. Head and shoulders.
Cock, man.
It's the value of having a girlfriend.
I'm an
elite
dying.
I mean,
right.
When you don't have a girlfriend, you'll use anything.
Have you ever laughed so hard a little bit of wee came out?
Yeah, bro. I've laughed so hard at Stu that I pooed once.
Okay, well, that is the correct answer, but also disgusting. So
I did not know that.
I'm going to give you half a point.
That's kind of creepy.
Well, I just don't know what to feel about that answer.
Yeah,
so
me neither, man. I kind of need to go to the toilet. So.
All right, Stu, in honor of our drinks today, if You Sexy Thing was written by Hot Chocolate, what would the artist Americano sing?
That's a tough one.
La 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 Bamba?
that's not the one I had, I'm sorry, but it's a good answer.
He sounded Spanish, you know? Americano!
I think anything by The Offspring. Didn't they have an album that sounded almost like Americano? Welcome to Americano!
Are you sure?
Americano! Americano!
Are you sure it's not Americano woman? All right. Wesley, would you rather only be able to eat potatoes for a month or have to pronounce it potato for the rest of your life?
I'm a comedian and I live in poverty, so I already eat potatoes for a month. So yes, I do that.
Also, that's how he pronounces potato already.
What is my potatoes?
Alright.
Stu, Biker Mice from Mars or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Biker Mice from Mars.
Correct.
All right.
Biker Mice from Mars. Biker Mice from Mars.
This is why we write our shows.
All right. Wesley, Boy George or Boy Neisner?
Just your mood, buddy.
Wow.
Boy George always wins.
Okay, you're correct. Boy George does win because that actually makes sense. So, okay.
I don't even want to know what Yo, Boy Neisner means. Hi, I'm Boy Neisner.
I think Boy Neisner is burnt.
Ooh, too soon.
Hectic.
All right, Stu, would you rather have all the powers of Spider-Man but always have to wear a suit day and night all the time, or not have any of that?
Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, totally. I get laid, man.
You have to get laid through the Spider-Man
That's
suit.
That's okay. I mean, try humping's a thing.
Rip it open a little bit.
All right.
I did not see the question going there. But
moving swiftly on.
Yeah, that's what you get for inviting us.
Moving swiftly on. Wesley, what is Alan Committee's deepest, darkest secret?
Oh, I'm not
Bear
even
in mind,
touching this.
He's coming on the show in a couple of episodes' time. We will Alan tell him what you said.
That he wishes that he stole more material from me.
Okay. That's good.
Good one. All right.
Guys, please don't say this.
He will kill you.
What is the harshest but fairest review you've ever had? As in most deservedly harsh.
Wow, that was this year.
No, it when I was at school, my teacher walked past and he said, "You're looking woolly, boy."
You're looking woolly, boy.
Woolly.
Yeah. Is that where you got your Twitter handle?
No, maybe. I don't know. I think that was the harshest but fairest review. Because I was looking woolly.
Have like you
woolly
ever
is a cock review, bro.
So yeah, I can't give you a point for that.
No.
Sort of
there's no point for that.
Really
come on,
shred
lady.
Your own show.
Yeah. And what do they call it? They called us arrogant.
No, the worst review the two of us ever got was in Joburg. York.
Ooh, yeah. What did they say? That the plot, the headline was, "The plot hole has lost the plot."
Ooh, that's clever. Wow. They really stitched you up there.
Yeah. Stuart, do you go get a haircut or do you get sheared?
No, I don't, neither. My girlfriend cuts my hair because I can't afford it.
Oh, wow. Well, that you're not getting points for that because I'm actually meant to be asking Stuart all the questions. Wesley all the questions.
Yeah, I don't know how this competition is working anymore.
Nor do we.
I've got a keen eye on the ticks and crosses, don't worry.
Wesley, what is a kordachi?
A kordachi?
Well, it's actually not an Afrikaans word. It's a Japanese word. But I like the you made it into an Afrikaans word.
It okay, I'd like to phone a friend. You, madam, with the blue and white. What is a kordachi?
It's not coffee.
No,
right?
Wait. I have a way to talk to her now.
If she's your genuine friend, you have to accept her answer.
She is. So is it coffee?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
It is actually a small, short sword. So
it's a small sword short, okay?
I would like to say you're close. Hey, don't. It's amazing how friends can turn on you. So
but I think we've got to look at your pronunciation there. In Japanese, it would be kodachi.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
So he was going cappuccino, and he should have been going sushi, you know?
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right, Stu, what's your standard tip for a car guard?
I don't have a car.
Oh, that's the best answer I've heard yet.
That's a good way to get around
it's
that
faultless.
Problem.
Yeah.
No, he just drives off me.
Would you rather live in the 100-acre wood or in the Addo Elephant Park?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is actually a good one. Ooh. I'd love to live in the The Elephant Bark, bro. Okay. I've actually been there several times. It's great.
All right. Well, that is the correct answer because sadly, the 100-acre wood is fictitious. So.
Because I was totally going to go with the 100-acre wood.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Hang out with Christopher Robin.
All right, Stu.
Also, why are there only 100 trees?
I think acres is a distance of land, not a amount of trees.
I thought it was a type of tree, man. You know?
He says he works.
It's an acre tree.
That's acorn.
Just because he works in a bookstore doesn't mean he reads them.
I really don't. I got in my way to be illiterate.
All right, we're almost at the end of what's meant to be a quick fire round. number nine, Stu. What is your favorite stall at the Village Green?
I've got to go with the shawarma guys. They're always great. Love those shawarmas. Can't afford them this year, but very nice.
But it's something to work towards.
I go and look there. Yeah. I just go look and watch the meat spinning.
Window shopping.
Yeah. Can you window shop food? It doesn't feel.
It just makes you hungry, and then you go eat like a pie from the BP and go. I've got to borrow money from Wes.
All right, Wes. What is my wife's name?
Wow, dude, really?
Okay, come on, you can do this. It's not going to be called Dutchie.
You look like a Soti, so yeah. I'm going to go with...
That's offensive, isn't it? Can you just say
I'm
that?
No, I'm Afrikaans. It's borderline.
Okay. He's allowed to, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to phone a friend. Madam, you, again, what do you think his wife's name is?
You've chosen the wrong friend.
Sandy.
I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to go with Alice. Alice.
Whoa. Okay, well, that's really interesting because Alice is my sister's name. So
you got it wrong.
So you got it wrong there.
Yeah. Nowhere near.
I would have accepted Christine or once again, I don't know.
I blame you. Sandy was not good enough, but we're working on it.
Stu.
The S and the C might have been
last question of the quick fire round in honor of the book detectives. Which half of Law and Order do you prefer to watch?
My girlfriend watches Law and Order. I
so
sleep.
Which half of her do you prefer to watch?
I thought this was a family show. Wait,
so you just sleep, you don't even watch.
I cannot stand that show. My parents made me watch years.
I'm sorry, this is all wrong. It's the law part. That's the best part.
Oh, Law and Order. Yeah. That's what you did there.
Well, the show was always broken up. They'd find a dead body. That was the best bit.
Law
and then you'd spend
then
the second
ordered.
Half in the
ordered.
Court.
Yeah. Ordered boring. And show ends.
Let's be honest. If there had just been Law, it would have been a very depressing show. Just watching crimes every week.
I think that's a correspondence course.
All right. Well, Stu, you've tallied up a sad 5 out of 10.
Well, I knew it. Wesley, you're going to be pleased to know 5.5.
Oh yes, that half point.
Yeah. I won. Yes.
There you go. Here's
I
your
didn't
choice.
Even know. I forgot we were doing
of a
competition. To be
white
honest.
Or brown sugar
oh,
packet.
Oh yes,
which one
I would
taking?
Love a brown one.
Very
yes,
nice combination. Good stuff.
It's way more
brown sugar.
Healthy.
It's been such an honor to have you guys on the show.
Thank
it's
you. This has
genuinely been
really
so
fun.
Much fun for 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Yeah, we totally we don't have a show today now.
Yeah, you're done for the day. You can catch The Plot Hole, those who are listening. You can catch it tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Friday at 6:30 p.m. and Saturday at 4 p.m. Or you can catch it when it comes to a town near you.
Smithfield.
You can catch the Book Detectives next year, probably, I'm guessing.
Yeah, for a
good.
Full run.
And
or if you're in Joburg next week. From the
any other
to the
updates
16.
On that kind of stuff? How can they find you online on the socials?
Facebook and Twitter.
With a name or a word.
That's where you're going to put in it.
Wes Undercover Twitter. And I'm Mr. Wiggly on Twitter.
So it's Wes _ Undercover, right?
Yes.
Yeah. These things matter, you know. You can type in Steve Kenz, you can get all over the place.
Yeah, and then there's people who think I'm a really rich artist from Ireland. Actually, I'm an...
If you enjoy
I think you're a fine artist.
Thank you.
Very good.
I like to think of myself more of an illustrator. But
If you enjoyed this, you can catch us right here again at 10 a.m. tomorrow. We're interviewing Kate Pinchuk from Jack and Jill and Angel Campy from Devil's Advocate and that car she drives around Grahamstown. So,
is the car going to be the
I would,
as
I would
as
recommend
well.
This for everyone to please come watch Madam You with the red little bandana. Please come tomorrow again with your lovely friend. It looks like you guys are
and please come podcast. To the pothole. We need money. We need
when
money.
Are we gonna cut this show?
Edit.
Edit. It's tailing off.
You guys are gonna have a long edit today. Yes, like, yes, those guys just spoke and spoke.
We don't
and
edit,
spoke.
That's the thing.
Yeah. This right, is thanks all for it. Listening, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.